From Spark and Anvil and Lattice Forge, this is Kaku, in Chapter 1 of the Lattice Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Kaku kept a ledger, not of money, of runs. In her grids, the numbers marched in short, horizontal, and vertical runs, and above each run sat a clue, a total. The run had to add up to that total, using digits 1 through 9, and no digit could show up twice in the same run. So, a run of 2 cells with a clue of 3, Maya said, testing it. 1 and 2, Kaku said without looking up from her ledger. Only that. There's no other pair of different digits that adds to 3. She wrote it in her book. 3 and 2 equals 1, 2. And a run of 2 with a clue of 17? Maya thought. 8 and 9? 8 and 9. The only pair. The clue named its parts. It just didn't tell you the order yet. Kaku turned the ledger so Maya could see the columns of tidy handwriting. Every entry was a total and the exact set of digits that total forces.
Before the guild, Kaku had been an accounts keeper who could never sleep until the books balanced. One night, a whole page went wrong, a column of sums that refused to match her running total. She didn't guess which entry was off. She worked the extremes, the smallest the column could possibly be if every cell held its lowest legal digit, the largest if every cell held its highest. The true total had to sit between those, and where it didn't, she knew instantly which cell was lying. She found the error by 9 in the evening and slept like a stone. In the morning, she realized she'd stumbled onto a whole way of thinking. A sum tells you not just what fits, but what can't. A run of 3 cells summing to 6 can only be 1, 2, 3, the smallest 3 different digits there are. There's no slack. The total pins them.
Ada found her doing puzzle runs on the back of a receipt at a tea shop.
You're computing the forced sets in your head, Ada said, sitting down uninvited.
There's usually only one, Kaku said. People think a total is loose. It's the opposite. A small total in a long run or a big total in a short run, those are the tightest clues in the whole grid. They barely have any freedom at all.
Come keep the guild's ledger, Ada said. We have runs no one else will touch.
Kaku's method is to start where the sums are meanest. A 4-cell run clue 10 is just 1, 2, 3, 4. The only 4 different digits that reach 10. A 2-cell run clue 16 is 7 and 9. She fills the forced sets first, then lets the crossing runs, where a horizontal run and a vertical run share a single cell, settle the order. The horizontal says this cell is a 7 or a 9. The vertical says this cell is a 3 or a 7. Both are true, so the cell is 7, and the rest falls.
A boy brought her a run he swore was impossible. 3 cells, clue 24. 7, 8, 9, Kaku said. The 3 biggest different digits. 24 is the most 3 cells can hold, so there's no choice about which digits, only about their order, and the crossing runs will fix that.
How did you know that so fast?
Because 24 and 3 cells has no slack, she said. When a run is stretched to its absolute maximum or squeezed to its absolute minimum, the set is forced. Learn the meanest and the biggest sums by heart, and half the grid fills itself. She wrote 24 and 3 to 7, 8, 9 in his hand with her fingertip, so he'd feel it, not just see it.
At the close of a grid, Kaku runs her pen down every clue one last time, checking each run against its total. 3 sums to 6. 10 sums to 10. 24 sums to 24. No digit doubled in any run. The books balance. She lets out a slow breath she's been holding since the meanest clue, that tight, held-in breath you keep without noticing while a thing is still uncertain.
When the last run checks, the breath goes out long and even, and something behind her sternum loosens. "The total knew all along," she says quietly, closing the ledger. "It named its own parts. I just wrote them down in the right order." In the relief of it, of a thing that had to be, finally being, is as good as any full night's sleep.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Kaku. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.